Amen. Thank you for that tonight, Tyler. If you would, turn in your Bibles to the book of Colossians, chapter number 4. We'll be in the book of Colossians tonight, chapter number 4. Well, thank you for being in church tonight. I know it's Mother's Day. I know it's a little bit longer of a service, but we've got a message from the Lord, and I'm aware of the time, and I will be mindful of that and get us out of here at a decent time. So Colossians chapter 4 is where we're going to be tonight. I try not to take it personal. I know Pastor had to go out of town, but after Pastor asked me to preach, for some reason, in that staff meeting, Brother Rusty and Brother Buddy both asked to leave early on Sunday on vacation, but I'll try not to take it personal. I don't know, ill feelings against Pastor. The other two, I don't know. It remains to be seen. So, but I'm just joking. I'm glad we had this opportunity to be here tonight. Colossians chapter 4, good news, just one verse. One verse tonight, Colossians chapter number 4 and verse number 17. It says this, "And say to Archippus, take heed to the ministry which thou hast received in the Lord, that thou fulfill it. And say to Archippus, take heed to the ministry which thou hast received in the Lord, that thou fulfill it." Father, we thank you so much for this day. Lord, we thank you for the opportunity tonight to be in your house, to gather around your word. And Father, just thank you for the awards that were presented tonight and just the chance there with them to be able to honor those that were doing so much work, Lord, this year to memorize scripture. I pray that you would just help us to take the time to focus on your word. I pray that you would bind the devil from distracting anyone in this room. And Lord, I pray that you would just speak to our hearts through the service, and we ask these things in Christ's name. Amen. Now, as we just read here, the second to last verse of Paul's epistle to the church at Colossae, he's finishing this book, and he names several Christians, greeting some and giving exhortation to others. And the church at Colossae is a church that likely started from Paul's preaching in the region, the Phrygia region, over at Ephesus, and then converts would have established here in this Colossae region, most likely started by Epaphras, as you would go through and read this. And Epaphras, as it would come to happen by circumstances, would be thrown in prison as well. And so Epaphras is in prison with Paul and begins to tell him about the church in Colossae and reporting to him and telling him what's going on there and sharing his heart about that church. If you read through Colossians, you see Epaphras mentioned a couple different times in his heart and his labor of prayer and love towards them is evident. He loved that church and he shares what's going on, prompting him to write this letter to the church at Colossae. And in so doing, he has there Tychicus, who's going to take that letter back to the church at Colossae. He's also carrying with him the letter to the church at Ephesus, known as Ephesians as well. And then traveling with him is a man named Onesimus, who is headed back to his master, Philemon, in whose house the church at Colossae meets. And so we see this kind of crossroads here of a couple different books under some circumstances. And at the end of this letter to the church at Colossae, Paul exhorts a man named Archippus regarding ministry. Now, he's only mentioned in one other passage in the Bible, that's in Philemon, actually, as well. And we don't know a whole lot about him, but we believe, based on what we read in Philemon, that he has some kind of a relation to Philemon and that he is from the church at Colossae and that he's there in this circumstance, perhaps in a church of leadership or a position of leadership or pastoral position, but at the very least he desires to. And what Paul reminds him of and encourages him with is a great message to all believers, and it centers around one thing, and that's ministry. Ministry. He mentions that in verse number 17, "And say to Archippus, take heed to the ministry." It's all about the ministry. Well, what exactly is ministry? We know the word. We use it all the time. We talk about it even here at church. The Awana ministry tonight, or we talk about the nursery ministry, or the bus ministry, or the music ministry, or the live stream ministry, or the sound ministry, or the youth ministry, the children's ministries. You get the idea. It's a word that we use and are quite familiar with, and we're involved in it, but what is it? Ministry is more than just a title of an office. Ministry is where you minister. Ministry is where you serve or do service to the Lord. It involves doing something, not just talking about it, but doing it. It's getting involved in your local church. And serving is an important pillar to our faith. And ministry, or the idea of ministering, is mentioned 52 times in the New Testament. And we know that it's necessary, it's helpful, and it was even taught and modeled by the Lord Jesus Christ. I think of a passage in Mark chapter number 10 where the disciples come and ask him, who's going to sit on your right hand? And Jesus' response was that the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister and to give his life a ransom for many. We're familiar with Philippians chapter number 2 where it tells us that he took on him the form of a servant. So serving and being involved in doing something and doing a ministry or ministering is at the heart of the Lord Jesus Christ and for the Christian and for his church. And what's great about ministry is that it's for everyone. It's not exclusive to those that are just ministers or those that are called into the ministry or we would call pastors or full-time Christian servants. The ministry is for everybody. It's for everyone under the sound of my voice, everyone that sits here as a member of Lighthouse Baptist Church. Ministry is for you. And I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful for a church that has places to serve. And there's reasons that God has given us this local church, and part of that is we can serve a purpose in serving and finding a place to minister. Our ministry in serving the Lord by serving others and sharing the gospel is important. It's necessary. And many times we serve together with family and friends. I don't love to sing, but I love to serve the Lord with my family. That's one of the great things about being a part of a local church is the ability to minister. So understanding all of this and knowing that we are like Archippus as we read this here in chapter number 4, verse number 17, and that we're ministers as well. What can we learn quickly tonight from this message from Paul to Archippus? Well, I think we can see, first of all, the priority of ministry. The priority of ministry. Look at verse number 17. It says in verse number 17, and say to Archippus, take heed. He says, take heed. Well, the question is, what does that mean? What does it mean to take heed? To take heed is to mind. It's to regard with care. It's to attend to. It has to do with awareness or a warning to give attention to. So Paul is saying to Archippus that he should take heed of the ministry. Be aware, pay attention to what's going on with ministry. When I think of that idea of taking heed or being aware or paying attention to, I thought of that earlier this week when my son and I were doing lawn care. He has a lawn care business, and I travel around with him and cart him around and help do trimming and blowing and stuff like that. But we were actually mowing our own yard on Wednesday, and as we're going through and I'm running the trimmer, I realized and remembered that at a part where our sidewalk in our driveway is, that right there, a long time ago at some point, I can't tell you when, but we planted a hydrangea bush there. My wife loves hydrangeas, and if you know my wife, you know that she kills just about every plant that comes under her care, but for some reason, the hydrangeas return. It's great. We love it, okay? And so as I'm doing the trim work, I noticed that there's the little sprout of the hydrangea bush. You wouldn't be able to tell, and I knew that Brady would have no clue and just right over it. It's like this tall, and I trim it out, and then as Brady's going by, I wave Brady down, and I stop him, and I say, Brady, look right here. Look at this. I mean, I point it out, and I say, this is a bush. Don't cut this. Don't mow over this. And he shakes his head, and he says, okay. Well, you know what I did there? I was telling Brady to take heed. I said that there's a little bush here, there's something that you've got to pay attention to, that you've got to care for, and you've got to be aware of, so take heed. And thankfully, it's still there. I checked on it this afternoon, he didn't run it over. He took heed. Now, that warning is given by Paul to Archippus that he should take heed or be mindful of the ministry. That means that the ministry is not to be neglected. Whatever his area of ministry or responsibility was, it was not to be neglected. It was to be cared for. It was to be an awareness for. And this idea of taking heed or being mindful of ministry and service is mentioned by Paul to Timothy, his son in the faith, multiple times, telling him to take heed or to keep or to watch. It was a repeated theme from Paul to young Timothy. And when we fail to be aware or be mindful of our areas of ministry or the ministry that God's called us to, by definition, they're being neglected. They're being neglected. To neglect is to omit by carelessness or design to not notice. As I mentioned, as Brady's mowing along and he doesn't take heed, he isn't aware, then he neglects it and he runs over the plant. And hopefully now that he knows it's there, it makes it all the way through the summer and it grows beautiful hydrangea flowers and we can pick them and put them inside the house. But the idea there is if he neglects that, it's going to be destroyed. It's going to be ruined. And if we don't take heed to our ministries, they're in danger of not being everything they could be. I don't know about you. If God's put me in a ministry, he's giving me a place to serve, I want it to be everything that it can be. The question is, how is that done? How can I make sure that I'm taking heed and being aware of my ministry? I wrote down just a couple things is you plan and prepare. If God's given you a place to serve in a Lighthouse Baptist Church and there's a place for everyone to serve and be involved, then I've got to make sure I'm doing my part to plan and prepare. We don't just roll in and just hope it all works out and say that, well, at least I'm here, that's all that matters. No, we want to take preparation into it and plan because we've got that awareness. We're taking heed of that ministry. But also we want to participate. We want to be present, be involved. And as we're doing that, we don't want to just go through the motion or punch the time clock of ministry. No, we want to be there. We want to be present. We want to participate in what's going on. And we can do that by being there and taking pride in the ministry that we have a part of. There's nothing, I don't mean pride as in pat me on the back, look what I'm doing, but pride as in I love what I'm doing and I'm happy that I'm a part of it. You know, Brady cut I mentioned the grass cutting, but he cut our neighbors across the street and he came back and he said, I've just got to say, that's probably the best I've ever done. And he wasn't bragging, but what he was saying was, I took the care and I took the attention necessary to make sure the lines were straight and that they were on point and they were the way they were supposed to be. And that was taking pride in what he was doing. God's given you a ministry, somewhere to be involved, somewhere to serve and take pride in that and participate and plan. But you cannot ever forget the most important when you're involved in serving the Lord in an area of ministry is to pray. Pray for God's power, God's leadership, God's direction, God's help, God's strength. Prayer is a vital part of it. It makes us more aware. It makes us more involved. It makes us more engaged. And that's what we see here is the necessity there, the priority of ministry. Right there, he says to take heed. Pay attention. Be aware. It's important. Serving the Lord is important, and we ought to take it as serious as the Lord does. It's something that is a priority. The next thing we see as we read on through this is the person of ministry. He says, and say to Archippus, take heed to the ministry which thou hast received in the Lord. Which thou hast received in the Lord. Ministry, serving the Lord, a place of service and being involved is received. We're familiar with what it means to receive something that's transmitting something from one person to another. In football, we call that a wide receiver. They're receiving the ball. The quarterback's throwing it to them, and they're receiving that. They're accepting that. Tomorrow is Natalie's 10th birthday. She's going to be double digits tomorrow. And when she's 10 tomorrow, we're going to give her some presents. And she is going to receive those presents. Those presents come from us. We're going to impart them to her as a gift, and she's going to receive that. So when we consider ministry here, what we see is that that ministry is received, and it begs the question, from whom or where was that ministry received? Well, it's very obvious tonight that ministry is from the Lord. That ministry comes from the Lord. Now, understand this, when you're asked to be involved in a ministry or somebody asks you to prayerfully consider serving in a certain area in the church, it's not serving that person that asked you. It's not serving that assistant pastor that oversees that area of responsibility. It's not even serving Pastor Tit of the church. It's serving the Lord Almighty because it's a ministry that comes from Him. It's from the Lord. That's an important thing for us to understand. It's not by the leader in the church. It's from the Lord. Now, Paul knew that his ministry was given to him by the Lord. I think of verses like 1 Timothy 1:12, and I thank Christ Jesus, our Lord, who hath enabled me, for that he counted me faithful, putting me into the ministry. It was the Lord that did it. It was the Lord that gave me this. He put me into the ministry. Colossians 1:25, whereof I am made a minister according to the dispensation of God, which is given to me for you to fulfill the word of God. Paul said that to the church at Colossae in chapter number 1, that it was given to him by the dispensation. It was dispensed to him by God. That's where the ministry came from. And when we recognize that our ministry is from the Lord, it's going to mean more to us. When you consider the source of where something comes from, it means a whole lot more. We often care more about an item because of who it's from than what it is. It's Mother's Day. Some of you moms today got something from your kid that was hand-drawn or handmade that to anybody else, if we're just being honest tonight, it's ugly. It's not that special. It's not that important. Yeah, okay, yeah, I love it. Okay, yeah, we know that. But why does it mean so much to you as a mother? Not because of what it is, but who it came from. It came from a child with love. When you come in here on a Sunday morning and you march into the ministry that you're a part of, stop and consider why you're doing that. It's because it's from the Lord God himself. It's that God has enabled you, that's given you a place to serve, and that should be something special, that the God of heaven who gave his son, the Lord Jesus Christ, to die on the cross for your sin has given to you a local church and a place to serve the Lord. That's something to thank God for, that he's given us the ministry. He's given us, we've received it of him. But it also helps with the motivation because ministry, as it says there, it's in the Lord. It's not only from God, it's for God. It's not for ourselves, it's not for our pastor, it's not for the people we might be ministering to. Ultimately, our service is to and for him. Look back to chapter number 3 of Colossians. I want you to see something. And Pastor mentioned one of these verses this morning. But earlier in his letter to the church at Colossae, in verse number 17, he said this, "And whatsoever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of God. Of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to the God and the Father by him." Not in the name of myself, not in the name of my pastor, not in the name of my parents who passed it on to me, in the name of the Lord God. That's why we do it. Then in verse number 23, "And whatsoever you do, do it heartily as to the Lord, and not unto men, knowing that of the Lord ye shall receive the reward of the inheritance, for ye serve the Lord Christ." As a servant serving in the local church, you're serving the Lord Jesus Christ. Not only is that ministry from him, but that ministry is for him. And motive matters. And Paul wanted to remind Archippus that his ministry was from and to the Lord. The last thing I want you to see tonight in chapter number 4 and verse number 17 is the purpose of ministry. He says this at the end. He says there that you've received in the Lord, speaking of the ministry, he says this, that thou fulfill it. That thou fulfill it. He says that I've given you a ministry to pay attention to. It's from the Lord and for the Lord. Now fulfill it. To fulfill is to satisfy or to accomplish. For whatever reason, most of the time when I think of fulfillment, I think of ordering online. I will make an order online, okay? At 6'6", most of your clothes and your size 15 shoes cannot be found in the store. Am I right, Brian? Yep. So you have to buy stuff online. And buying things online, if I'll buy something online, then they'll give you the order status, and you're checking that over and over again, and it'll tell you that it's been processed, and it's processing. And then you watch and see that it's been shipped, and then finally it gets shipped, and it shows up at your door, and it's been fulfilled. The order's been fulfilled. You put it in the order. There's a purpose. That purpose gets met. It gets delivered to you. It's been fulfilled. So ministry has been given to us to be fulfilled, to satisfy, or to accomplish. There is purpose in ministry. We're not doing it just to do it. There's a purpose in mind. There's a reason for it. There's a goal to be accomplished. Well, what is that? Ultimately, it's to serve the Lord, to bring honor and glory to him, to tell others about Christ. But how's that done? Well, it's different in every ministry. But you have to know that there's a purpose to be accomplished. God has given us a ministry, a work to do, and it needs to be accomplished. Souls need to be saved. I'm telling you, we're entering a time now in the church, now more than ever, where people need to be saved. And it seems that the gospel light is dwindling in the United States of America. And I can tell you this, that's no fault of the gospel light itself. It's the fault of Christians who have not taken heed to their ministry to fulfill it and tell others about Christ and show forth the love of Christ and to serve Him in their areas of, that God has given to them to serve. We're serving the Lord. We're pointing others to Christ. And great satisfaction comes from getting the job done. When the job's finally done, when it's complete, when it's fulfilled, there's great satisfaction in that. When you get the kids through the Awana year and see them finish books, there's satisfaction in that. When you get kids onto the bus and into the church and see them saved or their families reached, there's satisfaction in that. When you are involved in the ministry, whatever God's called you to do, then you fulfill it, there's great satisfaction in that. You know, last year, I've mentioned this before, but we did a home remodel during COVID like everybody else did. It was a thing to do. Like, everybody was at Home Depot and Lowe's. But I'll tell you, looking back on that now, man, that's satisfying to know that that's been fulfilled, that's been accomplished. And looking at the progress that was made in our own home, there's satisfaction in that. Now, as we read this in Colossians chapter number 17, you can see that as an encouragement or maybe perhaps a warning. Something just to be aware of that Archippus should pay attention to. Because I don't think Archippus was actually a part of the church at Colossae and the leadership at Colossae, but a sister church in close proximity. And I believe that Paul was aware of what was going on at this sister church and with a pastor on leadership there. And it might be one you've heard of before, if you look back to verse number 15. Because Paul did not address Archippus, he told them to tell Archippus what he said. Look at verse number 15. He says, "Salute the brethren which are in Laodicea, and Nymphis, the church which is in his house. And when this epistle is read among you, cause it to be read also in the church of the Laodiceans, and that you likewise read the epistle from Laodicea." So leading up to this, he's talking about Laodicea, which is right next to Colossae. And then he talks about Archippus. Now, I believe it's very reasonable that Archippus was actually in Laodicea. Now, we're familiar with the church of Laodicea because of what we read in Revelation chapter 3, verse 14 through 16. I believe this could have been a precursor to what was going on at the church of Laodicea when the Lord addressed them in the book of Revelation chapter number 3, in verse number 14, "Unto the angel of the church of Laodiceans write, These things saith the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. I would that thou wert cold or hot, so then because thou art lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth." It's quite possible that Archippus was neglecting the ministry that God had given to him, that he wasn't fulfilling it. And part of that is the response in the church at Laodicea, that a church that was once on fire has now grown lukewarm. And as we sit here tonight as Christians, and I want to just help us understand that it's important to serve the Lord. It's important to be involved, and I believe a lot of it will contribute to our spiritual temperature. That if we are paying attention to the ministry that God has given to us to be involved in and serving, realizing it's from Him and for Him, and making sure that we're fulfilling it, then we will be on fire for God. And when we lack the attention towards it that it needs, we're not even involved in ministry at all, then I believe we're in danger of the church of Laodicea, of being just a lukewarm Christian that just keeps the seats warm at the church instead of serving and being involved. And may this tonight, as we read verse number 17, be an encouragement to us, but also a warning that if we do not take heed to fulfill the ministry that God has given to us, we're in danger of a lukewarm heart and spirit. God has an area for you to serve in this church, Lighthouse Baptist Church. God has an area for you to be involved and do something for Him. Take heed and fulfill it. I'd like to have every head bowed, every eye closed. Take heed and fulfill it. God's given you ministry. God's given you a place to serve, a place to be involved. It's from Him and it's for Him. But we have to give it the attention it deserves and make sure we're accomplishing what He's called us to do. In a moment, we're going to have a hymn of invitation And I would invite you maybe just to reconnect with the Lord or recommit yourself, or maybe if God's dealt with you about something, come to this altar and pour your heart out to Him. Father, we thank you so much for this day. We thank you for the opportunity to be in your house tonight. Thank you for this message to Archippus and what we read there. Lord, I pray that you'd help us to realize the ministry comes from you and is for you. And Lord, I pray that we would just take heed to it and that we would fulfill it. And Lord, I pray that you would bless down the invitation. I pray that you'd speak to hearts and help us to respond. For it's in Christ's name we pray. Amen.